This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
God bless you. Dios te bendiga mucho en este día. Hallelujah. God bless you all on this beautiful evening that our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us with. And we have a really beautiful service today. I apologize. We were sick last week, and my wife and I were under the weather for a while. But here we are, praising God. I thank for all the people who were praying for us to be better. And I'm here always with my beautiful wife, Gisela.
Dios les bendiga en esta noche. Dios les bendiga mucho, mucho, mucho. Estamos bien contentos de estar nuevamente en nuestra programación. Los extrañábamos mucho. Nos excusamos el sábado pasado. Estábamos.
Dios te bendiga, Jesús Salgado.
Los dos.
I'm sorry.
Estábamos los dos bien afectados de salud. Mi esposo con pulmonía. Todavía yo tengo los rezagos de una bronquitis. Pero damos gracias a Dios que estamos aquí, estamos de pie. Saludos, Jesús. Estamos bien contentos. Anuncio no pagado. Los muchachos llegaron con el vagón a Puerto Rico. Así que todas las personas que tuvieron a bien en bendecirnos y ayudar a este joven, Jesús Salgado, sepan que el vagón donde se colectaron todas las cosas, adicional a la que nosotros colectamos, llegaron a Puerto Rico y ya próximamente van a ser distribuidas. Así que a todos, muchísimas gracias y muchas bendiciones.
Today I'm surrounded by two beautiful women, my wife, and we have Karen always beside on the phone with us. She's always with us. And Pastor Dave also comes on some Saturdays as well. Well, we got a beautiful service, and we want to say to Jesus Salgado that we saw on the internet through Facebook Live and your Facebook page that all the stuff that was collected for all the people who donated to this young man and his GoFundMe page, the trucks arrived, I believe, this week to Puerto Rico with all,
yes,
big applause. So all the stuff that was donated was finally arrived, and I saw it on the internet through Facebook, and they were beginning to unload the trucks. So the trucks are not at San Juan Port; it's at Vega Alta, and so a lot of people are gonna be helped with all the stuff that was donated. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all the people who helped.
Y a todos los que en Puerto Rico están ayudando a dividir todo, muchísimas gracias. Y oramos por ustedes para que puedan alcanzar muchas, muchas, muchas personas.
And all the people who are in Puerto Rico now that are working alongside of Jesús Salgado and his team to prepare to give and service and give these people that are in much need in the island. We all say thank you and God bless you, and we will be praying for you as well. God bless you all. Jesús, Dios te bendiga. Amén.
Y como decimos en la isla, vamos a lo que vinimos.
Pero todavía, Miguel, ese es mi hermano. I have a friend of mine. His name is Miguel. He was with me in Iraq. And he's on my Facebook now. And I say, God bless you. We served together in Iraq. And he was part of my team. And we worked really well. And
hace poco estuvo cerquita de nosotros, cerquita.
Yes, he was close by our house, and he didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, let's get to what God has sent us to do today. Hallelujah. Before we start, let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the blessing you have given us. Lord, I ask you that you may bless each and all those who are listening through the radio, through the internet and Facebook Live. Lord, I thank you for my beautiful wife. I thank you for Karen. I thank you for my children. I thank you for all who are listening tonight. Thank you for giving us the strength to be here today and healing us. I thank you that we are well today And I thank you for everything you have done. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch the hearts that are going to listen to this word that you have given to us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Si nos benefició, hermano, además del Espíritu Santo que está en nosotros, las medicinas. Alaba.
If you see us with a lot of energy tonight and we sound kind of juiced up, it's because we have medication that is working fine with us. So, hallelujah, we are all juiced up today and high on medication.
Woo.
Amen, amen,
hallelujah.
Amen. So, we are going to speak 1,000 words a minute today. So, prepare yourself. Open your Bibles to the book, hallelujah, of the Apostle Luke. And it's found in chapter 7. Verse 37 through 39. And it says, in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost, excuse me, amen. It says, when a woman who have lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an owl by star jar of perfume, and as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner. Now my wife will read it in Spanish.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Del 37, ¿verdad? Del 37 a 39. Hallelujah. Cynthia, Dios te bendiga, mi amor. Te quiero mucho. Elisa, Dios te bendiga. Amen. God bless you all who are listening.
Entonces, una mujer de la ciudad que era pecadora, al saber que Jesús estaba en la mesa en casa del fariseo, trajo el frasco de alabastro con perfume y estando detrás de él, a sus pies, llorando, comenzó a regar con lágrimas sus pies y los enjugaba con sus cabellos y besaba sus pies y los ungía con perfume. Cuando vio esto, el fariseo que le había convidado dijo para sí, este, si fuera profeta, conociera quién y qué clase de mujer es la que lo toca, que es pecadora.
Hallelujah. Before we even begin, I would like my wife has prepared a song, and we're going to be playing on live today this time. So I got my guitar.
Oye, hoy vamos a estar hablando bajo el tema.
Today we're going to be speaking, and our subject is the fragrance of your worship. I'm going to repeat it again, the fragrance of your worship. Now, does it have to be a woman or a man or a child? Just your, hallelujah, fragrance of your worship. And in Spanish?
La fragancia de la adoración.
La fragancia de la adoración. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Esto es una alabanza que conocemos mucho y cantamos mucho, pero verdaderamente está bien conectada a lo que vamos a estar desarrollando en la noche de hoy. Gloria al Señor, aleluya. Disculpen, ¿verdad? La voz. Los gallitos me los recogen al final.
We still a little bit sick, a little. I'm not rebuked the devil, but we still just getting over that. So if you hear a rooster around there somewhere, please forgive us. Bobby Santiago, God bless you. And we always do everything to worship God.
Mm-hmm.
And all the glory is to him. Hallelujah. What my wife is going to sing is going to be in Spanish. But it's going to have to do what the message about tonight is. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Gloria al Señor. A tus pies arde mi corazón, a tus pies entrego lo que soy. Es el lugar de mi seguridad, donde nadie me puede señalar. Me perdonaste, me acercaste a tu presencia, me levantaste y hoy me postro a adorarte. No hay lugar más alto, más grande que estar a tus pies, que estar a tus pies. No hay lugar más alto, más grande que estar a tus pies, que estar a tus pies. A tus pies arde mi corazón, a tus pies entrego lo que soy. Es el lugar de mi seguridad, donde nadie me puede señalar. Me perdonaste, me acercaste a tu presencia, me levantaste y hoy me postro a adorarte. No hay lugar más alto, más grande que estar a tus pies, que estar a tus pies. No hay lugar más alto, más grande que estar a tus pies, que estar a tus pies. Y aquí permaneceré postrado a tus pies, y aquí permaneceré a los pies de Cristo. No hay lugar más alto, más grande que estar a tus pies, que estar a tus pies. No hay lugar más alto, más grande que estar a tus pies, que estar a tus pies. Señor, no hay lugar más alto, más grande que estar a tus pies, estar a tus pies. Amado mío, no hay lugar más alto, más grande que estar a tus pies, que estar a tus pies. No hay lugar más alto, más grande que estar a tus pies, que estar a tus pies, estar a tus pies.
The song goes and says, there is no higher place than to be at your feet. There is no higher place than to be at your feet and worshiping your name. The highest place that we can be is at Jesus' feet. So tonight I ask you, prepare yourself to be at Jesus' feet. For all those who want to be at the highest point with Jesus is being at his feet. So I invite you today to prepare yourself, your minds, hallelujah, all your thoughts in today's message, because the most highest place for you to be is at Jesus' feet.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor Ella. How are you? Henry, how you doing, Molina? Dios te bendiga. These are all my friends and people who we know that are on Facebook and they're saying hello. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. There's a few points that I'm trying to get to you tonight. And the fragrance of your worship is the most important thing. Lo más importante es la fragancia de tu adoración. Aleluya. En los pies del maestro. There was a certain woman that, hallelujah, in Jesus' time, that, hallelujah, when Jesus was invited to one of the Pharisees' house to eat. Hallelujah.
Alabanza a ti, mi Señor.
Jesus was invited, and everybody around the area knew that Jesus was going to be there at that certain day, that certain time, that certain moment. Wouldn't it be beautiful that you know, you knew when Jesus was going to be there? Aleluya.
Sería bonito que cuando tú escucharas Jesucristo y va a estar ahí. Sería bonito saber cuándo Jesús está en la área. Y saber que nuestro Salvador está ahí listo para atenderte.
Si supieras que Jesús llega al lugar donde tú estás.
Aleluya.
A la calle donde tú vives. ¿Qué harías?
If you only would know when Jesus was going to be in your neighborhood, at a certain person's house that you knew, what would you do?
¿Qué haría?
What would you do?
Si se murmurara entre tus vecinos, hey, viene una visita especial. ¿Qué harías?
If you would hear a bunch of mumbling around your neighborhood friends or the neighborhood gossip. Jesus is going to be at a certain place, someone's house, tomorrow night or tonight. What would you do if you knew Jesus was going to be there? Hallelujah.
Yo no sé tú, pero yo me invito sola.
I don't know about you, but I invite myself, my wife, my family, even my dog. Let's all go to Jesus. Let's go see Jesus. Hallelujah. And this woman knew that Jesus was going to be at this man's house. Now, the man's house is not just somebody normal. He was one of the Pharisees. He was one of the people at the temple who knew the word, who knew the Bible inside out, who knew the law, but did not live according to the Bible. How many people do we know are like this? Wake up! How many people do we know that know the Bible, know the Word of God, but yet do not live according to the Word of God? Oh, hallelujah. Tonight's going to be a blessed night. Va a haber algo, aleluya, importante. Aleluya, léeme aquí, mamita. Aleluya.
¿Me dan permiso para transmitir? Sí, claro que sí.
¿Cómo no?
Sí.
Yes. Lo más importante es cuando tú sabes que Jesús va a estar en un lugar, tú estás presente. This woman knew that Jesus was going to be at this man's house. She did not care who he was. She said, Jesus is going to be there, and I want to be there regardless what's happening.
Pero quiero decirte algo. En esta noche, una de las particularidades que tenía la invitación del fariseo era que cuando se hacía este tipo de cenas, la gente murmuraba de tal forma que todo el mundo sabía que había algo ameno, algo bien chévere, como si fuera una fiesta, como
algo
si fuera
importante.
Algo importante, un evento importante iba a pasar en la calle donde vivía aquel fariseo. Y entonces todo el mundo comenzó a murmurar y a decir, oh, viene alguien especial, alguien especial viene para la casa de este fariseo.
Pero sabían que no era una persona normal. They knew that the person who was going to be invited was not a normal person. They all knew. See, everybody in the neighborhood, you know, when you have if you live in a neighborhood, you have so many people who gossip. So many people look outside the window, and so many people that, you know, the video, they give your neighborhood security, and they watch everything, huh? And you know about this.
Pero en el tiempo de Jesús no habían cámaras.
But in Jesus' time, there were no cameras. Hallelujah. In Jesus' time was people.
Tenían cámaras carnales.
And they had, their cameras were their eyes. Their cameras were their eyes. Nick Martinez, God bless you. So, this woman knew that he was going to be there. But she did something really important. She said, I gotta be where Jesus is at. Oh, hallelujah.
Yo no sé qué es lo que tengo que hacer, pero yo tengo que estar allí.
No sé qué voy a hacer, pero yo tengo que estar donde Jesús está. Now I know there's people that are incarcerated at this time and are listening to us. Hallelujah. And I know how it feels to be behind those bars. And you want to be where Jesus is at. But I tell you, my sisters and my brothers who are listening to us tonight, there where you find yourself behind those bars, regardless how your past was, and you have Jesus, or you want to accept Jesus Christ, Jesus is there right beside you, waiting for you to say, Lord, forgive me, and accept me as my, accept him as your personal Savior. Aleluya. Santo.
Entonces vemos a uno de los fariseos que rogó a Jesús que comiese con él.
Aleluya.
Y él, habiendo entrado en casa del fariseo, se sentó a la mesa. ¿Quién es este fariseo? No menciona
la Biblia. The Bible says it's Simon. Hallelujah. But not Peter. Not Simon Peter. Not him.
Y este fariseo. ¿Verdad? Sabemos que los fariseos tenían una particularidad.
Yes.
Los fariseos eran personas bien especiales.
Yeah, the Pharisees were people who were, they were very special people. They had particular things, and one of them were they knew everything. They
eran intensos.
They're very intense.
Religiosos.
And very religious, and they knew everything. They knew everything.
Sabían la ley, pero querían someter a todo el mundo a la ley.
They knew the law, but they wanted obligate everybody according to the law, but they didn't live it.
Pero los que no vivían conforme a lo que ellos decían. Mm-hmm. Pues básicamente eran destituidos de su reino, o sea, no podían compartir con ellos.
And if the people did not live according to what the Pharisees were saying.
Pero yo no te vengo a hablar de el fariseo como protagonista, sino como antagonista, pero eso lo vamos a explicar ahorita.
Yes.
Yo te vengo a hablar de la actitud
de la mujer.
De la mujer.
Oh, aleluya. Today we want to not talk to you about Pharisees, because we know the whole world and the church is full of people who are like these Pharisees. But I want to talk to you about the act, what this woman did to grab Jesus' attention. So the Bible says in Luke 7, verse 38, and it says, hallelujah, in the town that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. Now there was something that she did before she went to where Jesus was at. She brought a jar. Now this jar was a special jar. It was a jar that was carved out of stone, and inside the jar there was a small bottle, and that little bottle had a beautiful perfume. And the Bible explains to us, hallelujah, that this little jar was small, it was expensive, it was beautiful. It was a rock carved in hallelujah, for a specific thing, and it was beautiful, and it smelled beautiful.
El alabastro. ¿Qué es hallelujah. Un alabastro? Acaba de explicarlo el pastor, pero lo voy a tratar de explicar en español.
Aleluya.
Alabastro es una pieza delicada parecida al mármol, tallada yes. a mano.
Yes.
Que dentro de sí porta un perfume especial.
Yes.
Que este perfume especial solamente se quebraba esa piedra para derramarlo ese día en especial para algo especial.
Aleluya.
Y su aroma impregnaba, o sea, abundaba en el lugar donde era derramado ese mm-hmm. precioso aceite oloroso, porque era un aceite que se preservaba. Gloria al Señor, aleluya. ¿Y qué quiero decir con esto en esta noche? Que el alabastro que ella compró no era eau de toilette.
No, it was pure perfume.
Era puro perfume.
This woman, what she did, she brought a hallelujah, a jar of perfume that was unique. It was one of a kind. And even the rock that was carved out to hold the perfume inside, it had an aroma that filled the room up with that aroma. Hallelujah. This woman knew what she wanted to do. Hallelujah. I wish the church, hallelujah, knew what, hallelujah, what they wanted to do. They wanted to, hallelujah, this woman wanted to fill aroma with her tears.
Y aquí es donde yo quiero llegar.
Santo
porque
Jesús.
La fragancia que había dentro de ese alabastro era rica, era hermosa, hermoso el frasco. Por lo tanto, si lo llevamos a hoy día,
amén,
cuando usted va a la perfumería, usted sabe cuál es el agua de rosa.
¿Eh?
¿Cuánto le cuesta a usted el agua de rosa? No le va a costar muy caro. La puede obtener por menos dinero. Pero cuando usted tiene un perfume delicado, que es un perfume concentrado, usted sabe que tiene que pagar más.
Hay que pagar también el impuesto.
Tiene que pagar el impuesto, pero se pagan por los dos. Pero tiene que pagar más. ¿Por qué? Porque el valor de ese perfume, mientras más puro,
Dios te bendiga,
más
bien
costoso.
Amén.
Así que esta mujer tiene que haber dado de todo lo que tenía para comprar ese perfume especial.
Dicen que este perfume costaba casi 300 dinarios.
Denarios.
Significa que en ese tiempo una persona tiene que trabajar casi 10 años, 15 años de su vida para obtener 300 denarios o ser una persona rica. Pero como esta mujer entró sin marido, significa que era una mujer, aleluya, que su vida no era de una vida normal, porque la palabra dice que ella misma sabía que tenía una vida de pecado. Aleluya. Y cuando ella entró ya humillada. Aleluya. This woman, hallelujah, when she knew that Jesus was at the door, when Jesus was at this man's house, hallelujah, she had done something very special. Before she went into his house, she brought, hallelujah, this perfume, this alabaster jar of perfume, and she stood behind Jesus. I do not know. The Bible does not say how this woman got behind Jesus, hallelujah, entering the Pharisee's house, knowing that she was a sinful woman. She could have been stoned to death. And she took, hallelujah, this chance to be caught by the Pharisees and the people. And she said, it is necessary that I go to Jesus' feet. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that when she was behind Jesus at his feet, she began to cry. And the Bible says not just cry, the Bible says she began weeping and weeping and weeping. I mean, when you are glad to see someone and you say to yourself, oh, I've been waiting so long to see you, to meet you, and you cry of joy and you continue to cry and cry. She was crying because she knew she was a sinner, but she knew that she was at Jesus' feet. Hallelujah. Dios te bendiga, Xiomara. Hallelujah. Dios te bendiga mucho. She knew that with Jesus, she can pour herself out. And hallelujah, what she did changed Jesus, hallelujah, in what he was going to say.
Entró a un lugar donde no estaba invitada. Entró a un lugar donde solamente era permitido, según la ley, varones. Entró a un lugar donde no le correspondía. Entró a un lugar donde estaba frente al profeta, según el fariseo, ¿verdad? Que era importante, por lo tanto, era tratado diferente. Y por lo tanto, ella no era apta para ni siquiera acercarse al invitado principal de la cena.
Amén.
Aleluya. Pero dice que entrando detrás de sus pies, llorando, comenzó a regar con lágrimas sus pies. Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Si tú y yo tuviéramos ese encuentro con Jesús, nada más su profunda mirada que nos hace descubrir nuestro pecado. Mm-hmm. Aleluya. ¿Cómo estuviéramos nosotros delante de él?
If you were this woman who found yourself, who found herself behind Jesus, and you knew you were a sinful man or a sinful woman, and you began to cry and you began to weep, you began to pour out all your feelings and you would say, Jesus, forgive me. With his eyes that pure and they penetrate your heart. Just by seeing Jesus' eyes will penetrate your heart all the way through. And he can see completely who you are, what's your past, and what's your future. You see, Jesus is the only one that knows, hallelujah, your past, but he knows your future.
Hallelujah. Ella no llegó hasta allí para contarle su vida.
Mm-hmm.
Ella no llegó hasta allí para decirle lo que necesitaba.
Yes.
Ella simplemente cayó de rodillas sobre
¡Aleluya!
Él. Y comenzó
¡Aleluya!
Con sus
Amen.
Lágrimas a enjugarse.
Yes.
Aleluya.
¡Aleluya!
En los pies de Jesús y solamente lloraba, no pronunció palabras, simplemente gemía.
Aleluya.
Delante de la presencia de Jesús.
She did not go to Jesus' feet to tell him how wonderful he was, or can you tell me my future, or can you tell me my past. She was, the Bible says, she was just weeping, crying. She was, hallelujah, she threw herself to mercy. The Bible says, hallelujah, that when she began to weep, she began to wet Jesus' feet with her tears. Now, when she began to do this, she began to clean his feet. You see, in Jesus' time, they did not have boots. They did not have, hallelujah, laced-up shoes. They had sandals, and they walked not on paved streets. They walked on paved dirt. Hallelujah. And the houses did not have floors, but they had, hallelujah, floors full of dirt. And it was customary that the owner of the house who invited you have a bucket of water and some rags so you can clean your feet before you enter the house and clean your hands and your face. Now, hallelujah, we continue to read. The Bible says, then she wiped them with her hair. That means she washed her Jesus' feet and then she dried up his feet with her long hair. And not just that, she kissed them and she poured out, the Bible says, she poured perfume on them. That most expensive perfume that she spent, hallelujah, most likely everything that she ever owned, she probably sold it. And she spent it on the perfume to pour it on Jesus' feet. Hallelujah.
Y enjugaba con sus cabellos y besaba sus pies con las lágrimas que derramaba. Recordemos que Jesús caminaba mucho.
Mm-hmm.
Recordemos que Jesús, ¿verdad? A pesar de que era todo el Hijo del Señor, ¿verdad? De nuestro
pero
Dios.
También,
pero era humano.
Era 100% hombre.
Significa que los pies no olían a rosa.
No.
Aleluya.
Los pies tenían lleno de polvo.
Y entonces, dice la palabra que ella con su cabello comenzó, aleluya, con sus lágrimas a limpiar los pies de
cada
Jesús.
Lágrima caían los pies del maestro y empezaban a enjuagar los pies del maestro
con sus cabellos.
Aleluya.
Así que todo lo que el maestro tenía en sus pies se comenzó a adherir a su cabello, pero ella no le importó porque ella lo que quería era que el maestro, aleluya, limpiarle los pies al maestro.
She just wanted to, hallelujah, show the love that she had for the master, for our Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And she washed Jesus' feet with her tears. And with her hair, she dried them up. Hallelujah.
Y besaba sus pies.
Not just dried it up. The Bible says that she kissed Jesus' feet. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know how many corns Jesus had on his feet. I don't know if his nails were not cut. Hallelujah. I don't know if he had a pedicure that day. I don't know. She didn't care. This woman did not care if Jesus did not have a pedicure. She said, it is necessary that I, hallelujah, go inside that man's house and, hallelujah, take a chance and, hallelujah, with my tears wash his feet and with my hair dry him up. And then kissed his feet. And what she did, she poured perfume on his feet. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Quiero decirte en esta noche,
¡Santo!,
que eso era lo que estaban presenciando, aleluya, los varones que estaban allí.
Oh, yes.
Jesús estaba tan concentrado en lo que aquella mujer estaba haciendo, uh-huh, y ella concentrada en lo que ella estaba haciendo, demostrándole a Jesús cuán importante era para ella.
Yes.
Gloria al Señor, aleluya.
Yes, she
que
was.
No estaba mirando lo que estaba alrededor.
She was telling Jesus and the world that Jesus was important to her.
Y todos estaban escandalizados.
And everybody was watching what she was doing.
Mirando lo que estaba sucediendo.
Looking at what Jesus was going to do.
Se salió del protocolo.
Everything was out of protocol. Everything.
Se salió de la norma.
Everything came out of the norm.
Pero ¿sabes qué?
José, Dios te bendiga.
Van a llegar momentos a tu vida, mm-hmm, donde tienes que comportarte como hizo esta mujer.
There are going to be days that you're going to have to respond. You're going to have to behave like this woman did.
Olvidarte de los que están alrededor, lo que van a decir.
Forget about who's around you.
Porque si Jesús salió a tu encuentro,
because if Jesus came to your encounter,
y tú, gloria al Señor, aleluya,
and you,
estás inclinada,
and you are humbling yourself, inclined to his feet,
ten la seguridad,
be sure,
que la atención de Jesús,
that all the attention Jesus has,
no están en los que te rodean,
is not going to be to the people who are surrounding,
está sobre
you,
ti,
it's going to be on you,
porque la fragancia que sale de,
because
ti,
the fragrance of your worship,
hace que Jesús se concentre en ti,
makes Jesus concentrate himself on you. Call me 772-221-1100. Or you can call me at my cell phone, leave me a message, and say, Pastor, pray for me. 706-414-5827. 221-772-221-1100 for the radio. Call me tonight and say, hey, Pastor, I want to be like this woman did. She rendered herself on Jesus' feet. And she gave her worship. Her worship was a fragrance of worship for Jesus.
Cuando vio el fariseo lo que estaba allí aconteciendo, lo que había conmovido, dijo para sí, mira este. Este, si fuera profeta.
Oh my God, this is gonna bother a lot of people what we're gonna say now. It's gonna rub some people's corns. It's gonna rub somebody's feet tonight. Oh, hallelujah. But this is what happened, hallelujah. Isela.
Si este fuera profeta.
If this was a man called a prophet.
Y conociera.
And if he knew.
¿Qué clase de mujer?
What kind of woman this woman is.
Vamos a decir otra vez. ¿Qué clase de mujer?
Let me say it in a different way. But I'm not saying a woman of the night. Oh, hallelujah. If Jesus knew who this woman was.
Es la que le toca.
And who is touching Jesus?
Que es pecadora.
He knows that she is a sinner.
¿Y te crees tú que Jesús no sabía quién era
and
ella?
And do you think that Jesus did not know who she was? He didn't care. He doesn't care if you're a sinner.
Jesús no se enfocó en el pecado de ella porque Jesús sabía que era pecadora.
He did not focus himself of the sin. He knew that she was a sinner.
Jesús se enfocó en la fragancia de la adoración que ella esparramó en aquel lugar,
oh,
que impactó,
yes,
al mundo.
He was focused on what she was doing. She knew exactly what to do. She went to Jesus' feet behind him, and she started to cry, and she started to, hallelujah, started to make a puddle of her own tears. How many times? When was the last time you went on your knees and you started to make a little puddle of your tears, of just your tears, and say, Jesus, I love you. Forgive me, for I have sinned. When was the last time that you did this? Hallelujah. Jesus did not have a pedicure when this happened. I don't know if he had his nails cut, hallelujah, or if his feet smell. He did not care. Hallelujah. This woman did not care. She said, it is necessary, hallelujah, that I wash Jesus' feet with my tears. And then she, hallelujah, with a rag, not a rag. A rag was her hair. And she dried up his hair, his feet with the hair. And then not just that. Oh, hallelujah. When was the last time Jesus filed down his corns or his feet? She did not care. She started to kiss him. Hallelujah. ¿Cuándo fue la última vez que tú empezaste? Aleluya, santo. Oh, mi alma te adora, Jehová. ¿Cuándo fue la última vez que tú empezaste a besar los pies al maestro? When was the last time that you on your knees with your tears and you started to kiss Jesus' feet?
La atmósfera de la cena se cambió.
¡Santo!
Porque el fariseo estaba con el guille de que Jesús va para mi casa. Pero yes, la dama, la mujer pecadora,
oh, yes,
le robó el show.
¡Santo! Nixon, Dios te bendiga.
¡Aleluya! Dios te bendiga, prima. Y le robó el show.
This woman stole the show. This woman stole Jesus' heart. ¡Oh, hallelujah! She knew exactly what she was going to do, and she took a chance. You know, she if this
la
woman...
La cena se detuvo.
Everything stopped. You know,
todo,
this woman...
Hubo como una paralización de dos o tres segundos.
The drama started. Everything stopped. All the men looked at this woman. And you know what? All these Pharisees must have been with this woman.
Y entonces, hallelujah, ahí empezó las mentes religiosas.
And the mind started to say, ooh, ooh, oh my God, oh my God. This woman, or this man is here, and he was a drug addict, or he was a sinner, or he was an alcoholic, or he did this. Oh my God, in my church, how? This cannot be.
Y todos se escandalizaron por
everybody
lo que estaba allí sucediendo.
Crazy.
Incluyendo los que andaban con Jesús, comenzaron
even the people who were walking with
a hablar
Jesus
entre sí. Pero mira esta mujer pecadora.
Started to talk.
Tan atrevida.
How many people are talking about you? ¿Cuánta gente están hablando de ti? How many people are talking about you? Oh, the sinner. Oh, you did this. Oh, you were incarcerated. Oh, you doing 15 years, or you're going to jail, you did this and this and this and that. It doesn't matter.
¿Sabes que el acto más importante no fue ni siquiera el perfume caro que derramó ella sobre Jesús?
You know the most important thing that this woman did, it was not the perfume that she brought.
Fue la adoración con lágrimas.
It was the worship she had with
que ella derramó en aquel lugar.
That she,
que estremeció a Jesús. Que estremeció a la gente que estaba allí. De tal manera, gloria al Señor, que no podían entender lo que estaba pasando. Solamente Jesús, porque no podían pensar, espiritualmente hablando, no podían ver, aleluya, lo que estaba allí aconteciendo. Solo sus ojos carnales juzgar y hablar lo que conocían. Porque de oídas lo habían oído, pero esta mujer lo vio, lo tocó, gloria al Señor, aleluya. Experimentó algo diferente que ellos todavía no habían recibido.
Call us. 772-221-1100-706-414-5827. The most important thing of this act of this woman was not the perfume that she brought. It was the act that brought her there. And she was the perfume, not the bottle, not the alabaster jar. She was the jar. She was the vessel. And her tears were the perfume. When you learn how to be like this woman, and you become, hallelujah, the perfume, and you learn to go to Jesus' feet, and you do the same thing this woman did, and then Jesus is going to turn around and he's going to say something to you. And it's in verse, hallelujah, 50. And it says, Jesus said, hallelujah, to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Cuando tú aprendes a ser como esta mujer, y tú aprendes a hacer el acto que ella hizo, y ella fue el perfume, ella fue el perfume, y ella con sus lágrimas derramó su perfume humano en los pies del maestro. Y el Jesús le dijo a ella, vete, mujer, tu fe te ha salvado. Aleluya. ¡Santo! ¡Oh!
Y para aquellos fariseos que andan por ahí metiéndole el dedito en la llaga a la gente, diciendo, no, tú eres pecadora, tú no puedes, no mires para allá. Jesús le demuestra a ellos que Jesús sí sabía quién era ella. Porque antes de decir que tu fe te ha salvado, le dijo, tus pecados te son perdonados.
Los pecados tuyos fueron perdonados en la cruz del Calvario. Pero los fariseos, ustedes los que están, aleluya, los que están diciendo, hablando, ustedes, you the Pharisees, aleluya, hallelujah, they are pointing your finger to those who have sinned. Jesus knew who this woman was. He knew everybody who was in the room. He knew who was sinning, who was not. And he told the Pharisees, hallelujah, this woman, her faith has saved her.
Tuvo más fe que todos ellos juntos.
The woman had more faith than everybody in the room.
Y le dio una lección de vida.
And that woman gave, hallelujah, to everybody who was in that room a lection.
Porque no es que yo vaya donde Jesús con el guille de que yo sé mucho.
Jimmy Vázquez, yo te bendiga,
pastor.
Yes, there you go, Jimmy. Hallelujah. This woman knew exactly what she was doing. And I tell you today, yo te invito, I tell you tonight, why don't you become the perfume? Why don't you become, your body becomes the jar of that alabaster jar. The jar itself is your body. Hallelujah. And the oil, the perfume is, hallelujah, your tears and your worship. Hallelujah is the perfume. And for you to go to Jesus' feet, hallelujah, oh, it's an act by itself. It's what you're humbling yourself. Hallelujah to Jesus' feet.
La mejor fragancia son tus lágrimas. La mejor fragancia es tu adoración. La mejor fragancia es tu humillación delante de Él. No importa lo que los demás digan de ti. Siempre van a hablar. Si lo haces bien, hablan. Si lo haces mal, hablan también. Porque la gente nunca va a estar conforme.
No one's always, everybody's going to have something to say. Everybody's going to say something. They got always, everybody's going to say something. But I tell you today, that woman didn't care. She didn't care. She said, I'm going to take a chance of losing my life to go to Jesus. Because if they would have said something, she would have been stoned to death. How many people in the church are willing to die for Jesus' sake? How many people are willing to go to Jesus and become the alabaster and the perfume?
No había un lugar más humillante que estar en el suelo.
Vamos, cántala. We're going to
no
sing it one more time.
No había un lugar más bajo para ellos que el suelo. Pero fue el evento más grande que sucedió allí. Porque al ella derramarse con sus lágrimas, la adoración que el Señor vio en ella fue mayor que la cena que le sirvió el fariseo.
Oh, aleluya. You see, this woman did something important. This woman did something so special. And even though there was a dinner, the table was going to be served, and all these men were there, because there was no women at that time that can enter a house without her husband. And she knew this, and she took a chance. She took a chance in being stoned to death. And she knew that if she could just get an opportunity to be at Jesus' feet. Now, all these Pharisees that we see today, that know the word but don't live the word, and they started to talk and they started to say and look upon people over their shoulders that we find today. And these people start to point fingers at you, and they say, well, we're up here high, and they ride on their high horse. And they have, you know, because they wear the clerical or they preach word of God, but they don't live in their house, is all in shambles. And they point the fingers at you. This woman did something that none of them could ever do. She perfumed the feet of Jesus. And all Jesus wanted was that humanity can come to his, hallelujah, feet, because he is God. He is higher than all. And the most highest place you can ever present yourself in Jesus is at his feet. At his feet.
No hay lugar más alto, más grande, que estar a sus pies, que estar a sus pies. No hay lugar más alto, más grande, que estar a sus pies, estar a sus pies, a tus pies. Arde mi corazón, a tus pies, entrego lo que soy. Es el lugar de mi seguridad, donde nadie te puede señalar. Me perdonaste, me levantaste, y hoy me postro a adorarte. No hay lugar más alto.
We got 5 minutes left.
Más grande.
5 minutes left. Call us.
Que estar a tus pies.
And say, I want to be at Jesus' feet. I want to be at Jesus' feet. I want to be at Jesus' feet.
Más alto, más grande, que estar a tus pies. Estar a tus pies.
There's no higher place you can ever be but at Jesus' feet. I invite you tonight to call us and say, Pastor, I am tired. I am tired of riding my horse, hallelujah, and I need to go down, come down and humble myself and go at Jesus' feet like this woman did. Hallelujah, hallelujah. She did not care who was looking at her. No le importó nada, hallelujah. And with her avatar, she presented herself, yourself today. Now, however you find yourself, at the feet of Jesus, and you pour your, hallelujah, your worship, your tears, a perfume at his feet.
Pero hallelujah. Tu fe te ha salvado.
And Jesus said, hallelujah, God bless you all who are listening. Your
tu fe
faith
te ha salvado.
Has saved
ve,
you.
Ve, la despidió.
He said, go. And he said,
paz.
Go. And go in peace. Your faith has saved you. She was a sinner. She knew she was a sinner. She did something important. She recognized a problem in her life. She said, I was a sinner.
Y qué hermoso, porque llegó devastada, destruida.
Yeah.
Y se pero fue. Se fue mm-hmm. hecha una mujer nueva.
She came to this dinner, to this event, destroyed. She was in pieces. How many of you find yourselves in pieces at this time? In shambles, destroyed. And when she left, she was a new woman. And Jesus said, go in peace. Your faith has saved you. And tonight, you can leave. You can you entered listening to the radio station tonight, liberating the oppressed. Hallelujah. And you are in shambles. And tonight is the night that you can say, I want to leave in peace. Give yourself to Jesus and tell Jesus, forgive me. I believe in you. When you do this, you're going to leave not like you entered. Mm-hmm. Because she entered a free woman. She was liberated by being oppressed by her sin. How many people are still oppressed by their sins? And tonight I ask you, if you find yourself in this situation, all you need to do is call and say, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I want to be free. I want to be liberated. I want to be liberated from being oppressed. ¿Cuántos quieren ser liberado siendo oprimido por sus pecados?
Amén. Aleluya.
Santo, aleluya. Can you put on... you rescue, no, which one?
Six.
Can you put on six, please?
Desciende.
Desciende. Jimmy, when you see
Isaiah.
When you see Isaiah, tell him I have a, see, I got a CD right here. This is from my good friend Jimmy. He's this in Puerto Rico. And he sees our other friend. And, tell them we say God bless you. Tonight's the time that you can accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We have a minute, so we want to pray. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, amen. But if you have not, repeat this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you as this woman did. And with my tears, I come to you as perfume. And I ask you to forgive me for my sins. Forgive me, Lord, for I am a sinner. And I accept you as my personal Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe in you. If you have repeated this message, I thank you because you have done the most important thing that anybody else can do. You are at the highest point anybody can ever be. And that is at Jesus' feet. Dios te bendiga. God bless you. Up to next Saturday, my wife and yes. I and my children and Karen, maybe, we all say to you, God bless you. This is Liberating the Press. And if you don't have no church, hallelujah, Rodriguez, hallelujah, Georgie, bendiga. If you have no church, come visit us at House of Refuge. God bless you all. Amen and amen.
Dios les bendiga.
Amen. Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Edmundo Rivera, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest
34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida.